Okay, hello.
Good evening.
And welcome to our life theming podcast where we explore a theme and review the month. My name's Joshua.
And I'm Adam.
And we've just woken up.
it is actually 10:45 at night. So
yeah, it was just a quick nap.
Insane.
10-minute nap.
Just, things caught up with us a bit. We just had a little 5-minute shut-eye, didn't we?
Yeah. We slipped through a portal into the land of Nod and then came back again. And we're doing a bit of a different podcast this time. We still have Moogie next to us.
We always have Moogie with us.
The little pig. But instead of doing it in the style where it's like the top 10 things about the theme, and it may end up being like that anyway. We'll see how what unfolds. We did something a bit creative yesterday, and we're going to talk through it and use that as the basis for our podcast.
Yeah. Well, it is the last day of October, that being Halloween, which kind of links in with portals in itself.
Oh, yeah, the veil is thinner.
Yeah. And, we decided that we would explore the theme of portals through a pumpkin or two and be creative with that. So, Joshua, why don't you explain to me and anyone who's listening what you came up with for your portally pumpkin carving?
Yeah, sure. So, it's basically a face with like a shining light where the third eye would be. But the face is made out of two eyes, and each eye is a hole, so a portal in itself. And one is lower than the other to kind of represent, yeah, I mean, there's all different things that this symbolizes, but I don't just want to do a monologue for ages, so maybe I'll talk through a little bit, but feel free to jump in, Adam, and respond.
Why is one eye bigger than the other?
Oh, Moogie licked me. So these two eyes are portals, and one is lower than the other, and one is bigger than the other. First of all, I wanted to have loads of little holes. I was going to have loads, but it was quite hard to carve little holes. I don't know, what would you need, an awl or a apple corer something? But I didn't really have that. So anyway.
Wasn't there something on the potato peeler? It's got a little bit of a core.
Oh, I could have used that. Because I one thing I love about portals is because we discussed how you can open up a new reality for yourself, really, if you appreciate things and kind of lift yourself into a higher vibration. So I wanted to capture that with the abundance of portals all around us with lots of little holes. Because it was just we called them glimmers, didn't we? Different things to appreciate. Instead of being a grievance looking for a cause, we thought we could be appreciation looking for a cause. So, but I didn't do that in the end. But I did have one lower and one higher, and that is to represent the fact that sometimes it's almost like a portal can go from a higher dimension to a lower dimension. And that could be, you know, when that man honked his horn at me in the car, it was like he was sucking me into his lower dimension and I was getting grumpy. But I didn't have to. Or when we're facilitating or coaching, we could lift someone into a higher reality. So anyway, that's why there's a lower and a higher and they're connected. So, any response or questions so far? Because there's more I could say.
Well, he's got a very, very big, wide grin. So he could be a she, but Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah, because I feel, well, I know this month your sister Becky died, and I, one thing that really stood out to me from her, from the photos we've looked back at, and reminiscing in memory, is like what a capacity for joy she had. And I think joy is a very mysterious emotion. I don't think it's something that's like you run out of it. You like, oh, you get a bit of joy and then you run out, and then you, you know, it takes up too much energy, so then you have to stop having joy. It's like, it's like it comes through like this spring, like a water spring, like a bountiful spring from another place, another realm. So I think joy is a very spiritual thing, and kind of beams through. So yeah, I wanted to have something joyful, and the huge big smile is representing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I see that. It's very happy looking.
It is happy.
Almost creepy happy. It's so big, but it's, I guess that's because it's on a pumpkin and I associate that with Halloween and all that.
Yeah, and it's also got one small eye and one huge eye in there. So the thing it's connected by is the third eye, and that's yeah, we did that. We listened to that thing about the pineal gland, didn't we? And,
oh yeah.
And yeah, and apparently, well, who knows? Who knows if this is true or not, or I'm even saying it right? But like the pineal gland could help us perceive different dimensions, and we had different things. Mm. This month, where we're thinking about three dimensions versus four dimensions versus five dimensions. And I'm so pleased that I managed to coach you to do the magic eye picture.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do one of those before I go to bed.
You saw the lamb.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I wanted in my portal pumpkin to somehow capture that kind of interdimensionality, and I thought it was quite hard to do in a pumpkin. So I just wanted to draw the third eye and the light beaming through it.
Well, I love the kind of spark, the explosive nature. Not just another sphere that you've drawn.
No.
It's very powerful, the third eye.
Yeah, and do you remember we were at the Trinity Square a few... on our Halloween walk earlier.
Mm. Samhain.
Samhain walk. And we saw like a, it's like a memorial. And I said, oh, look at the top of that crucifix.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh,
it,
yeah,
it was more like that, where it had lots of little rays coming out of it.
Yeah. Ah, you said you'd come back to that.
Yeah. So that's it, really. That's my pumpkin. And it does capture a lot of what was great about this month. I think the feeling of connection to something incomprehensible.